Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of clocks, road trips, motorcycles, and dartboard accidents.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 477. Somewhere way out there, part 12.
It's time for the 4th Annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April Extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 12 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's. Spell it right, say it right. And this is what you need to know. At the request of Earth, aliens who are building an amusement resort on Mars have now built one on the moon, the dark side. Our military checked it out and gave their okay, which means that people can now start traveling to the resort on shuttles built right here on Earth. Except for the controls and the engines, the aliens installed those. It's like they don't trust us, that they think we'll steal their secrets. Why would they think that? Why would they even begin to believe that we'd want to know how to create reusable vehicles that could travel back and forth to the moon? Crazy, right? Back to the story. The aliens gave away 4,000 trips for three to the resort, and one of those winners was Cindy's father, Steve. Cindy invited Lenny Treetop to join them. We find the trio in a specially modified terminal at JFK Airport in Queens, New York. Apparently, the shuttles can use any existing airport.
It's exciting, isn't it? I mean, we're going into space to the moon!
Basically, that moon rocks.
Like, whatever. Now, remember, Dad, no souvenirs unless you, like, pay for them.
Okay, I promise. What are you looking at? I said I promise!
Welcome to Seven Worlds Flight 2005 to Farside Center. We will be boarding by zone. Please look at your ticket. We will start with zone 50.
Zone 50? This is why I walk everywhere. Let's skip ahead a bit. How about to when everyone is on board and in their seats, including that one guy that insists on standing up in the aisle talking to his friend while everyone else is trying to get by.
Hey, we were talking about the game last night.
I'm sure. Everyone is sure. Sit down. Now, like I said, everyone is in their seats.
Hello from the flight deck. This is Captain Burton. I'd like to welcome you aboard Seven Worlds Spaceways Flight 2005 to the moon. I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. No, seriously, I can't hear you. The command and control section of this shuttle is completely isolated from the rest of the craft. To be honest, I don't even know if there's anyone on board. I'll just imagine there is. There's really not much to do up here. The shuttle pretty much flies itself. But I have to be here because, you know, regulations. But the pilots' union is seeing if we can get out of this gig and back to actual flying. Stupid automation. Anyway, our flight time to the moon is estimated to be 46 hours, 12 minutes. Conditions on the moon are currently zero winds with a surface temperature of minus 220 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 140 degrees Celsius. Don't worry, Inside the dome, the temperature is kept at a constant 72 degrees Fahrenheit, 22 degrees Celsius. Before we take off, please pay attention to this short safety video. You can hear the audio in your language by using the complimentary audio translator headset you were given when you boarded. They're yours to keep. If you lost yours, one of the flight attendants will be happy to sell you another for $35. Hey, it's not our fault you lost them.
Welcome aboard Seven Worlds Spaceways. Whether you are flying up to our Farsight Center Moon Resort or traveling home after your visit, we thank you for flying with us. You are traveling in our latest Model 11 space bus, manufactured on your Earth. It is capable of holding a passenger complement of 500 and a crew of one. Your happy Earth pilot. Say hello, Earth pilot.
Whatever.
Like, right on.
Your shuttle is also outfitted with two of our programmed one-task Prut human-modeled single-function robots. You can easily recognize them by their complete lack of skin and their flashing red eyes. They will serve as your flight attendants for this trip.
Prut designate 1031.
Prut designate 1864. Have a space-filled day.
Super lifelike, aren't they? For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened whenever the seatbelt sign is illuminated. Your seat cushion contains a complete environmental suit. That is why it feels as if you are sitting on a sack of potatoes. In the event of a total power failure or rapid decompression from a micrometeorite collision, well, let's just say that we'll do everything we can to avoid that. During our initial ascent into space, you may experience mild discomfort, similar to looking at your old high school yearbook picture. This is normal and to be expected. Do not panic. Unlike your photo, it will pass quickly. Once we achieve low orbit, this shuttle will rendezvous with other shuttles from around the globe, or the resort, and will proceed as a convoy to our final destination. If you have friends or family on board other shuttles in the convoy, you can contact them via the handset located in your armrest. Please note, standard space communication rates apply.
Basically, those are the worst.
We are now pushing back from the gate, and we'll be bound for space shortly. We know that you have no other choices when it comes to flying to the moon, but we still thank you for journeying with us. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to fly.
Robots, cross-check and prepare for liftoff.
All humans secured.
Even that, Guy.
Hey! Here we go! Next stop, the moon! Wow, this chair leads really far back!
There they go, out into space. The biggest vacuum in the universe. Aside from the space between Danny Hillcrest's ears.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest, not even in this episode.
Be sure to listen in next time for part 13 of Somewhere Way Out There.
Special appearances this episode by Chuck Tomasi from the Technorama podcast, located at chuckchat.com/Technorama, and the Topic is Trek podcast, located at thetopicistrek.com. And by Grant Pachoco, creator of the Saturday Morning Media family of shows, located at saturdaymorningmedia.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.